What about the algorithm for the non-smoker, or let's say the patient's a non-smoker and they come in second opinion, but they've had an EGFR mutant that's positive. Mm-hmm. How would that affect, if at all, your algorithm in metastatic disease?
The only thing that I do consider is someone who has a non-smoking status, because that seems to be the strongest support for using an EGFR receptor inhibitor. And I feel that right up front, off trial, because that's what we're talking about, right up front, I think the standard approach is still chemotherapy, systemic chemotherapy. However, I do
say, in your case, would be what?
As a first-line treatment, what do I use? I use carboplatin paclitaxel, carboplatin gemcitabine. Those are usually my drug doublets that I use as first-line treatment. In terms of what to do with the never smoker, and that's someone who smoked less than 100 cigarettes lifetime, I will sit and talk with them about the option of erlotinib, because if anyone's going to respond, it would be in that particular group. Now, one of the things that I think is known about patients who dramatically respond to these drugs is generally it's early, and they do so within 70% of them, probably within the first 4 weeks of treatment. So if someone really would like that option, after discussing it with the patient, I don't think there's anything wrong with it. And
would you consider it first line?
In a never smoker, I would.
You mentioned the carbopaclitaxel is your usual regimen. In breast cancer, we've seen the rapid evolution of the use of nab-paclitaxel with some encouraging data there, and it's now used in clinical practice. Where do you see nab heading in terms of lung cancer?
There's a large trial now, if I'm not mistaken, looking at nab-carboplatinum versus paclitaxel-carboplatinum, and I think I'd like to see the results of that trial first. Nab is a more expensive drug. I'd like to have some proof that it's better.